Among the midos that Torah's nicknames is Ma'amido al Hashalom. Ma'amido al Hashalom is understood by many of the Mefarshim to refer to a dayan who sits on a case. And as the Gemara in Sanhedrin writes, and this is going to be passed in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, that Pshara is the preferred method. So you sit in the Din Torah, the goal is Ma'amido al Hashalom. The goal is not to issue an absolute psak that Reuven is zakei or chayev, but rather to try to arrive at some sort of pshara, to try to arrive at shalom. That's one mahalach. However, in the Tiferes Yisrael, he understands that Ma'amido al Hashalom is not specifically about a dayan. Rather, Ma'amido al Hashalom means that you're supposed to interact with your friend in a way that you bring your friend to a state of shalom. I disagree with my friend, we're learning together, we have a machlokes, but the goal is that when all is done, it's ma'amido al hashalom, that you should have your friend look at himself like he's complete. Everything should be clear to him. Ma'amido al hashalom. It's like chalonos harakiyah are completely open to him. He'll see shleimos. He'll recognize that it's true. Additionally, the Tiferes Yisrael explains that Mido al Hashalom refers to the fact that your friend will look at you with genuine love. Meaning, after the Machlokes, after you and your Chavrusa have this knock 'em dead battle in the Beis Medrash, but when all is said and done, it's Mido al Hashalom, all is said and done, you recognize that you love each other, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, Esvahiv Besufa, that at the end, Nasim Ohavim Zeh. That's the idea of Ma'amido al Hashalom. Chaim Valojaner, in his commentary, the Ruach Chaim, he basically says the same idea, that Ma'amido al Hashalom means that when you have a machlokes with your chavrus about what the Pshat and the Tosos is, what the Pshat and the Rashba is, so when all is said and done, you shouldn't have your chavrusa feel like he's wrong and you're right, because that's not a good method of getting along with people. Rather, ma'amido ala shalom and coming at ma'amido ala emes means that you want your chavrusa to see, you know what you're saying is actually emestic, and that's going to lead to ma'amido ala shalom, that's going to lead to the shalom, to the peace, to recognizing that you love each other. The last perek in Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta is called Perek HaShalom, and it's chock full of statements in Chazal about Shalom. Chazal, of course, say that all other mitzvahs in the Torah apply when they come to you, but Shalom is Bakei Shalom V'Radfehu. In that perek, we also have the famous statement that appears in a number of places, the fact that Shmo Shalkadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. It seems to me that maybe this is another pshat in Ma'amido al Hashalom, that when you are involved in learning with somebody, you have a dispute in the Beis Medrash, Ma'amido al Hashalom, when all is said and done, the idea is to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, the idea is that because it's Toras Hashem, and that, of course, when you're striving to come to understanding the Borei Olam, so that will be Ma'amido al Hashalom.